Prepared now for the heartache of homesickness after my first short-lived job, but determined to stay in this one for 6 months, whatever the conditions, I put down 183 lines on a piece of paper. Every night I could look forward to crossing one off.
It was a Monday. It was raining. It was 8:45. And as Irene took her place in the stream of smart girls, all dashing up the staff staircase, and all as eager as a pack of young tigresses to get their teeth into the first customer, she hated the lot of them. But with her father beside her, there wasn't anything that she could say. Anything more, that is. It had all been said on the evening of the big row. But Mr. Privet had obviously forgotten all about that. He had even tried to hold her hand as they set out. And that was something else that Irene didn't care for, this prospect of endlessly being taken in, and presumably waited for again at night. It would be like starting kindergarten again. But there was worse coming, much worse. At the head of the staircase, with the men's cloakroom on one side and the ladies on the other, Mr. Privet suddenly kissed her, in front of everybody too, and he didn't even remember to drop his voice. "Now don't you worry," he said, "you'll be all right." If her father had lain awake all night thinking of some way of humiliating her in front of everyone, he could not possibly have done better.